Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker.
Those that did not know, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the Christians that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers, they like to call themselves the pro-choicers. Wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans, we are the sons of liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, when we're speaking of the patriots that the globalists despise, do remember we're talking about guys like, well, Henry Kissinger.
He's
a known pedophile that sits next to Barack Hussein Obama. And he calls the military that fights on the behalf of the American cause dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. So when we're talking about the patriots that the globalists despise, we know who we're talking about, of course.
And why they despise.
Yes. So, folks, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check us out online. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, or you can go to Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Downloads, videos, uploads, letters of commendation, and the such. Nice people comments and, well, bad people comments and... Of course, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys that listen to us on a daily basis. We appreciate you guys. Folks, if you'd like to go to my personal Facebook, please go to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, double E. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, that is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1. And or if you'd like to be a part of the show and you'd like to weigh in, we'd love to hear from you. So would 52 countries, as well as several affiliates in the United States of America here. Isn't that interesting?
Weigh in means like...
Yeah, I mean...
Weigh in means, like, get ready for the fight, right? You go get your weight, and then you go fight.
Well, no, it's basically you're weighing in, you're coming in, and you're putting what you have, the weight that you have or the burden that you have out on the table for everybody else to partake with.
I just never knew where that term came from.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
That's what it means to me. If that's not what it means to them, well, that's what it means to me.
And so since that's what you need to do. Call.
And since I'm the show host, yeah, well,
right.
Then they need the number, right? 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Do you like me calling you Mr. Other Guy?
I love that.
Okay, cool.
I love the other guy.
As long as you feel good about it.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And when we talk about brains in the public education system, we understand right now that the brains of that system are in the federal government's head. And that is not where they're supposed to be.
Unlawfully.
Bradley's last column was called Bradley Dean, the McGuffey Reader versus Globalism. In other words...
William McGuffey was second to none. Schoolmaster to the nation.
That's right.
Yes.
What was education like then in our foundation, even in the beginning of our federal government system that we have right now under the Constitution? And what is it like now? Congress in general, when they create something called an education department, federally funded, federally mandated upon the states, what's been the difference of our education? What's been the difference of our standards? How has our growth been? What's been going on with the minds of our kids? Because it is a terrible place to be.
Well, I can give you a little shakedown of that real quick if you'd like to just have me itemize just a couple things.
Yes, please.
I mean, socialized medicine is what they're teaching kids today. World government, animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters, redistribution of American wealth to other nations, contraception, reproductive health, a legal version of murdering babies' friends, debt forgiveness to third world nations, adoption of the gay rights agenda, elimination of the right to bear arms, John Kerry, setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. Okay. Well, if we contrast that with a guy named William McGuffey, you can go ahead and look at what he taught kids. Over 125 million of his books sold in the United States.
Ooh.
For 57 years, he taught Character of Jesus Christ, the Golden Rule, Extract from the Sermon on the Mount, Solomon's Wise Choice, The Goodness of God, Gospel Invitation, Christian Light and Hope, Awake Zion, and On Prayer, of course. And what happens when you turn from God? God turns from you, and he allows that nation to be turned into hell.
That's
it's
right.
All yours.
There it is. And you know what? That column is found on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We're putting these out every single week. There's even a video that talks about the college mottos that we've had in our country. And they still exist, by the way.
Yeah, and the videos are done by James Gillette, who worked with Steven Spielberg, so they're second to none. The duration is usually anywhere from 2.5 minutes to 8 minutes.
Yep, and they're perfect to share. You like them? On Facebook, go to Bradley Dean Facebook or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Like it and share it. It's important that you don't just hear this information, but that you're able to share it. So we try to make it.
Especially if you're a visual learner, such as myself, I love learning by watching.
Yep. Yes. Watching is good, and videos are all the rave.
And speaking of watching, that's why we're going to basically be broadcasting the antics live from the studios here at Sons of Liberty.
We've been testing it, as we said. I would look to possibly next week or the week following, you'll be able to watch the webcast. But in order to find out how to do that, you've got to sign up on our email list. But you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sign up for our weekly emails, and then also you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook or Bradley Dean on Facebook. Like those pages, and then you will get the direction. So keep your eyes out. In the next week or two, you'll be able to see us live webcasting.
Amen. And I'm not the guy with the big red nose. That will not be me.
Will it be me?
Jake, really quick, we got Mr. Garrow coming up.
Yes, sir,
next.
Mr. Jim Garrow.
Okay, what are we going to be talking about?
Jim actually wrote the book, The Pink Pagoda. Now, many people have heard of that book, but more importantly, it's not the book. It's the work that he's done.
Pagoda?
Pagoda.
Okay.
It's like a Chinese house, like a pagoda type thing. But he saved more than 36,000 Chinese baby girls from death.
A temple in the East Indies in which idols are worshipped.
That could be. That's part of like the house of gods. But I think there's also just a pagoda structure. It's like an architecture.
Okay.
So this particular gentleman.
Maybe they didn't have him back then when Webster wrote this.
That could be. I think pagodas have been around for a while. The Chinese have been around for a while, too, actually.
Well, they were here before dictionary. Us. Yeah, that's everybody was here before us.
That's true.
Say it, the revisionist. where did we come from?
We came from God.
I just like they did.
That's right.
Okay, so there's
somehow
no respect
the
or persons
lines.
With God, but for some reason, some people are better than other people.
That could be.
I don't think that's cool at all.
That sounds.
I mean, even if I wasn't here before, they were here, and they were first, and I was second. You know what? I love my first kid as much as I love my second kid,
Absolutely.
All the way to my 15th kid.
Again, they're all kids, right?
That's right.
And we're all God's kids, so therefore, we need to serve them.
Amen.
And we serve them, why? Because of the blood that was shed on the cross of Jesus Christ. And for us to know and understand that redemption, we've got to speak to people God's law and God's righteousness and truth.
Okay,
and
Jim's
gonna
speak
to that.
So we have a good show today. It wasn't on the cross of, it wasn't on the blood of Jesus Christ. It was the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. We're working through this because I listened to your last radio show without me.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible.
I didn't think it was that bad. I just thought, really.
I apologize.
I'm not capping on your desk or on your guests. I'm not doing that at all.
Great guests.
Great guests.
Great guests. Great people.
They were the best.
They're out there.
They were the best ever.
Maybe they don't have a career in radio, but they do have a career in reaching people.
That little girl kept
doing.
Saying everything you asked her. She kept saying yes. I was going to. If I'd have been here, I'd have said no. Am I the absolute coolest person you know? And she'd have said yes.
Yes.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Up with James Garrow.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Oh. I can hear them flicking the switch in the production room.
Oh, yeah, the toggle switch.
Pretty weird. Folks, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Phone lines are accessible. This is your radio show, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out online again, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and or Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hey, you were on Bobby Gunther this morning as well.
Yes, I was.
We'll talk about
and
that.
Boy, oh boy, he sounded like an angry elf. No offense, Bobby. What's cool about Bobby is he can spell his name forward
That's
and
true.
Backwards, and it spells the same thing. That was the coolest part. But once we got on there, Jake, I did not realize it was Clear Channel.
Yeah.
So that was a tier
Allentown, Pennsylvania. A lot of good conservative.
Tier three?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a big station.
Okay, we're on Clear Channel. So, yeah. Okay, so anyways, I'm on the radio program. He calls the office, 7:45 sharp, not 1 second late, not 1 second early. Yeah, Bradley? And I said, yeah. I said, Bradley here. He said, yeah, Bobby so-and-so. And I said, hey, Bobby, thanks for having me. All right, now, I'll be pulling you up at 37:18. You know, 37. I'm sorry, 47 in 18 seconds he's going to pull me up. And I said, okay. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, Jake, I remember this guy. And as I'm thinking about, I remember this guy, I thought, this guy's pretty black and white. And that's cool with me. I like that. I appreciate that because sometimes you get to content. But for the most part, he got me out there, and it was a great interview.
Very good flow.
Yeah, and he said right there, he goes, I got to have you back on the radio. See, I get to be the guy that says things that they want to say.
Yeah.
But what they do is they look at Bradley and say, I'll pull this guy up, so if they get mad, they can point their finger at him.
That's true. It was my guess.
That's my position,
my
I guess. Yes.
Ah, willing to bear the reproach. Speaking of guests that have borne reproach, but also have seen the smile of God upon him, Dr. James Garrow joins us today. He is the author of The Pink Pagoda. And talking about the issues in China, we're going to talk also about his Nobel Peace Prize run that
That's
he had.
That's cool. That's
Thank
very
you
cool.
so much for being with us today. Jim, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, guys. Hey, praise the Lord for the work you're doing. I am impressed. I really didn't know about you, Bradley, my man,
yeah.
until I went onto the website and started reading and thought, whoa, bold for the Lord, right on.
Is that what those websites are for? Now, Jim, just think you took it a step further than most people in the media do. They just take things for face value without actually doing a little due diligence. But I appreciate it. I seen you, and when I seen your email, I just thought, well, let's give him a call. And I thought, well, Jake, you know, what's the history of this guy? And then he brought up the Nobel Peace Prize. I thought, that's some pretty impressive stuff. So I'm going to sit back and I'm going to listen to what you guys are going to talk about, and then I'll jump in, hopefully.
Maybe we should start with that, if you want to go down the Nobel Peace Prize road for us, because what you told me yesterday was very interesting.
Well, you know what? I thought it was a great honor to be nominated, and then I discovered that they gave it out to people just for talking good.
Mm-hmm. Now, was that always the case, though, like back in the time of MLK and such? I mean, that was a real Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, it seems like it's lost a lot of credibility over the years. I mean, not saying Barack Hussein Obama. But,
no names.
But in saying that, is there still credibility to the Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah, I'm sorry, no, they lost it. When they gave it to Alfonso Gore, for the fraud of global warming.
Get out of here, his name is Alfonso?
He's another thug. I mean,
all right, well, hey, we're with you on that, but okay, Alfonso, that's great. We should get him on the radio here.
No doubt.
Yes.
No, guys, seriously, it was a great honor to be nominated. The fact that it ended up going to Barry Satoro or Harrison J. Bunnell or whatever he's calling himself this week, that was a tragedy. I mean, it undermines the total value of people who actually do good humanitarian work or for peace across the globe. It rendered it a farce.
And so in saying that, Jim, then what was your – how did you lump yourself or how did you get lumped in with that lot to actually be a candidate to receive the Nobel Peace Prize?
Well, we had saved baby girls from being murdered in China.
Good
because
for you.
Of open child policy and the decision that some parents, you know, are driven to. Do they keep a baby girl when they discover they have a girl? Or kill it and make way for a boy. And keep in mind, you know, they're not animals in China. They're wonderful people. They're great folks. But, you know, they buy into this notion of reincarnation. So it opens the door to doing all sorts of awful things, like even considering, murdering your old child because, you know, if it's innocent as it is in the case of a little child, it'll be reincarnated into a better form. And that's the mindset behind the actual action of murdering the child. And then, of course, they're hoping for a son because traditionally that's the cultural norm.
That is, look at the deception within that.
Completely.
It's reincarnation, so we can just go ahead and kill it because they'll come back as something else. Mm-hmm. I mean, wow, that is a sly.
Yeah.
That's not even sleight of hand. That is pure deception.
It is.
Yeah,
wow.
But isn't that typical of Satan? That's what he's doing. He lies at every turn.
There's idolatry, and when you fall into that lie, when you get outside of the Bible as the structure for your government, just like John Adams said, if a nation was just to be ruled by the Bible,
yeah.
If they would just be ruled
utopia.
By that, the peace, the promise, yeah, that's right, the utopia that would exist. But that's what happens when you open the doors to idolatry, and then you get all these stupid little ideas, and unfortunately...
Look what's happened currently in the United States. The foundation, very foundation of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all of that was the scripture itself.
Yep.
It was mandating the fact that, hey, God gave these rights to you inalienable.
Amen. Good for you. I'm glad to hear that. Now, I do want to go back to China really quick. Can you tell us some of the stuff that you've seen in the process of them just killing these innocent girls?
Well, you know, I never sensationalize anything, and that's a commitment I've made. I'm not trying to wring the emotions of people and get them to give money, for example. People give us money, but we're not looking for it. And, and frankly, we pay out of the profitability of our schools. And I believe that we're blessed right across China where I guess all of the elite of China want their children in our schools because they get ahead very much quicker than any other school in terms of learning English and then opening the door to international education. So I believe that God has smiled on us and given graciousness to us and doors open to us and wealth. As a result of our commitment in saving those babies.
Right. Now, that's what I was asking you, though, Jim. So what was the preservation? I mean, I'm about the preservation of life. The wealth thing, that can come. Hey, listen, do what you love and the money will follow, right? I think the thing that I'm after here is what took place in China that you were actually putting the kibosh on. What was it that you were stopping? Can you give us some sort of a testimony so our listeners can understand exactly? And give us a visual. Paint it in such a fashion, if you would.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, first of all, I'm just Joe Christian dude. That's all I am.
Okay.
God, you know, took me to China. I was a university president in Toronto, and we had an opportunity to go and visit some of the Chinese students that we had. And they invited me to open English language schools with them, become a partner with them, which is what I ended up doing.
Mm-hmm.
So long and the short of it is, all of these years later, I now own 268 schools
across
the country. I got informed the other week, just last week, that I'm the largest international school owner in the world.
Wow, Jim.
Unbeknownst
to
you.
This reminds me of Hudson Taylor. Are you familiar with Hudson Taylor, Jim?
You bet I am.
Interesting stuff. This is apostolic stuff, my friend. So,
you didn't even realize it. Is this the Bethune Institute that you're the director of?
Yeah, and you know, if you look up Bethune, Dr. Norman Bethune, the guy's a commie. And what I did was I named my business after a communist who was a hero to the Chinese because he had helped Mao Zedong and the Eighth Army in its work, you know, battling against the Japanese who'd invaded China. But he died in
that
process. He was teaching triage. He's the guy who developed the Mobile Army Surgical Hospital notion, MASH, you know, of that famous program. And he's the first guy to do blood transfusions in the field. He developed 12 implements for and instruments for you know, open heart surgery, retractors, and just all sorts of stuff. All of them you know, have been patented. But the fact of the matter is that in honoring his name, I was granted the ability to be the only person to use that name in business in China. Lots of universities or colleges named certain departments after Dr. Norman Bethune because he's considered a saint. And the only essay written by Mao himself about an individual was written about how the Chinese people should honor Dr. Norman Bethune, because he is the example of internationalism and communism, and he should be followed as an example.
So you're honoring him now in your book, The Pink Pagoda. You speak about your personal involvement in actually rescuing more than 36,000 Chinese baby girls from death.
Amen.
Can you give the details? I don't mean details, but tell us, how in the world does a guy go to China and save 36,000 girls?
Okay, before we get to that, though, what's going to happen is we're going to roll over into a break in about a minute here, Jim. And I want to, can we pull you up for another segment?
Oh, absolutely.
This is getting too interesting because I want to talk a little bit about Mao Zedong as well. And is he still worshipped over there? That'll be one of my questions. And did you also say that you have 262 schools in China right now?
268, yes.
Oof. Incredible stuff. Okay, you got 1 minute. Fill it with words, and we'll bring you back after the break.
Right on. Well, hey, the Lord opened the door for me to do something incredible. He provided the money to do it.
Oh, we...
You're good.
Yeah,
keep going.
That actually bled in. Yep. Sorry about that. That should have went into our headphones, but sorry about that, Jim. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Jim Garrow. This is impressive stuff, Jim. And this is apostolic stuff. And what I have running through me right now is Mr. Hudson Taylor. And if you listen to that man, he's the guy that said, with every work of God, it's first impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. And folks, we have Jim Garrow online right now, who has 268 schools in China. Pretty impressive stuff. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. GCNRadio.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, we got Jim Garrow, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. And I think that question that you asked Jim right before the break, Jake, we need to get that one out.
36,000 Chinese baby girls have been rescued from their death. Now, this is documented in your book, The Pink Pagoda. Can you explain the process of how that happened?
Well, it started off initially with an assistant in our facility in Shenzhen, China, who was crying and couldn't be consoled by some of the other girls in the office. And finally, they came to me and said, "You know, Xinyi's a mess. We don't know what's going on, but she's just, you know, suffering something." And they thought that she might have been sexually abused or something like that, you know. But so I ended up going over there and sitting with Xinyi while she sobbed. And then eventually, you know, she calmed down a little bit, and we were able to get her into my office, had some tea. And she explained that her sister had given birth to a baby girl the week prior. And she'd been told by her husband that they were going to have to kill this baby girl to make way for a son. Wow. And she was just distraught, and it freaked me out, because I'd heard about this one child policy, and I heard that, you know, the girls were not thought of as well as boys. So it just shocked the life out of me, and I said, "Well, look, if there's anything we can do, I'll stop this. Let's intervene. Let's save this baby girl. Even if I have to, you know, make some business arrangement with this guy or bribe him, I'll do whatever." And so she phoned her sister and said, "You know, Dr. Garrow wants to do this, and can we meet with your husband?" And he agreed to. So we ended up flying halfway across China, a group of us, and we sat down with this dude, and we kind of negotiated with this guy about giving us the baby girl rather than ending its life. So in the end, we took the girl, and as God would have it, 2 days later, after we got this girl in my hands, and we had some of our girl female staff taking care of her, including the aunt, I'm in a hockey game, a U.S. versus Canada hockey game, and this is in China, and great rivalry. Anyway, this big dude, red-haired dude, had gone to Harvard. He ends up smearing me, knocking me through the net. I'm the goalie. And so the deal is, afterwards, you have to buy a beer if you do something stupid and you have physical contact. And in the course of the conversation, he talks about how he and his wife can't have a baby, and they were thinking about, you know, adopting a Chinese girl, but you know, the guy's lamenting the fact it costs so much money, it's, you know, too expensive, and there's a 2-year waiting list, and I'm going, ding,
yep.
Lord, is this the guy? Am I supposed to give this baby to this guy? Is that what you want? And sure enough, when I said to him, would you be willing to take a baby now, like right away, if you could have one? And he's going, well, you know, you can't do it. I said, look, I've got a baby girl right now. Tell me, do you want this girl? And so he phoned his wife, and the answer was yes.
Amen.
So that started the almost impossible task of finding out how you can get a child out of the country. How can you sneak a child out of the country? So we found out about forgeries. We found out about documents that were needed. And we ended up doing it. We did the deed, and that girl is now 13 years old,
woo!
Living in Nashville, Tennessee.
Amen.
Excellent.
Amen. Good for you guys.
And this happened 36,000
you know,
times.
That's a real non-religious praise God. That is incredible stuff, and I love that. I mean, what a testimony to the rest of the world.
Doubt.
That just. By the way, hey Jim, where are you at? Are you out of Canada?
I'm out of Canada right
yes,
now. I have
I thought
to
place so.
In Arizona, but for my own safety, I'm out of China. I'm out of America because the reach of Obama is pretty scary stuff, man.
Yeah, I bet. You know, because I keep hearing this bout. And the way you're saying bouts,
yeah,
you
totally.
Know, people say, "Where are you guys from, Canada?" Because we say Minnesota, and I'm hearing this. Wait a second,
you know,
Jim's kind of giving out this bout. He's got to be over in Canada now. I asked you during the break, Jim. How much time do you spend in Canada? And then can you give the explanation as to what you gave to me on the phone? Because it was, again, pretty incredible stuff, folks, concerning the organs.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wrote an article along with Eric Rush, you know, the black journalist.
Yep. He's a commentator with WND as well, yes.
Yeah, he's on Hannity a lot, I understand. So he works with me in Pink Pagoda, actually. That's what he does on the sideline. He helps me out. So we had... we had saved these baby girls, and in the end, by the way, name the question again. Say the whole question.
How much time do you spend in China, and then kind of share the content that was talked about during the break concerning the organs that you brought up, because that kind of blew me away. You said you were in danger in your life. You're basically kind of staying out of China right now just because of safety issues.
Yeah, we used to spend 3 months in, 3 months out. That's the way it worked.
Okay.
But ran across this whole thing of the... Well, it was the murdering of the Falun Gong religious cult in China. And so members of the Central Committee of the Communist Party were part of this whole network of killing them, putting them in jail, killing them, and then harvesting their organs for sale around the world. So, I mean, it was a billion-dollar industry. We ran across that information and decided we better do something about it. And so we put an article out. And the next thing you know, the guy who's laundering the money for them gets murdered. And his name was Neil Haywood. Well, Neil used to teach, when he first came to China, he used to teach part-time in one of our schools in Beijing. And he was murdered by Bo Xilai, who was like the number two guy coming up in China.
Huh.
He was going to be a heavyweight. He used to be the Communist Party secretary for Chongqing, the largest city in the world. And it was while he was Communist Party secretary that his wife ended up meeting Neil, and the two of them ended up having an affair. He started laundering money for Bo Xilai. And then as a result of that, of course, the Central Party members of the Communist Party ended up learning about it, and he started laundering. I think he was boasting that he had laundered $160 million at that time. But my understanding is it was hundreds of millions of dollars. All of this money coming from the sale of organs from these murdered members of the Falun Gong cult.
Yeah.
So that's
interesting.
In the end, we were part of the saving of the chief of police of Chongqing. And I can't give you all the details right there, but we did that. And in the end, Bo Xilai and his wife ended up being convicted of the murder of Neil and are in jail.
Interesting. I want to take you off course just a little bit. And from your observation and through your perspective, what do you see with China and America, and what kind of a relationship do you see Obama having with leadership over there? Curious.
It's interesting that you're right on the mark in bringing that up, because what you're seeing, Obama's belief system is, let's think about it in terms of what he learned early in life. It's Muslim. And then it's communist, because mm-hmm. his grandparents were commies. And Frank Marshall Davis, of course, was a commie, and that was he was his mentor. So that's the base, philosophically, that's the base that Obama is coming from. And his relationship with China, of course, is he admired China because it's the closest thing to the socialist mecca that he envisions America.
That's right. That's right.
So he's trying to strip away the uniqueness of America, the exceptionalism that is American, and turn America, of course, into a Marxist state. And that's the dilemma that you're facing right now, because most of the population doesn't understand, A, his roots, where he's coming from, and therefore why it's au naturel for him to end up going in the direction he's going. Now, you add in possibly this notion that he needs to destroy the Constitution in order to move his agenda forward.
That's right.
So you add it all together, and it's a nightmare for America.
Well, it's true that the UN global blueprint is China. And when you see the relationship between Obama and Chinese leadership, I mean, what's the difference? There really isn't one. And you see China moving through Obama to infiltrate this country. And I think Russia's in the mix. I think, obviously, other countries are in the mix, the Muslim Brotherhood and the such, because at the end game, it's all the same leader. And we know who that leader is through Solomonsky, who actually named Satan and gave credit to Satan for all of his works. And
well, just because a guy dedicates a book to Lucifer and uses him as the great example of the rebel doesn't mean anything, does it?
No, this is I guess you don't have to go that far, but yes.
You'd go off and say, well, this and this and this, huh? The way that you question, you bring across the point. How do folks get in touch with you? Is it pinkpagodagirls.com? Is that the best way to learn?
Pinkpagodagirls.com. That'll tell you about our work there, saving the babies. And,
Now, you're still willing to travel across the United States. Just right now, you're sitting tight in Canada for various reasons. You've become a little too effective to the powers that be globally, correct?
Yeah, I got warned. I got warned pretty severely by some folks, and I've met with your CIA. I've met with a bunch of people.
Really?
Well, when you look at this, I mean, this is horrific and shocking. You're talking about a multi-billion-dollar industry of selling organs. They're literally just picking on a cult or whoever it is, just people. They're harvesting their organs. They're murdering their own children. I wanted to ask this question. How does a father and a mother who have a baby girl then decide we want to do away with this baby girl? How do they do it?
Well, they smother them in some cases, they drown them in others, and they give them over to Buddhist priests and others, which is an odd thing. But I talk about a wall that I actually came across in the book, where babies were actually stacked up like bricks or like logs, you know, in a wall of wood. Quite a shock.
It's incredible stuff. We got about 30 seconds, so I'm going to ask you one more question, and you can go ahead and fill it with words. Is Mao Zedong still worshipped as a god in China?
Somewhat. But, of course, he had faults and failings as well. So there's I'm afraid they're going to start looking very soon, after they get over the garbage of Obama, they'll start to look at Obama as being a real example of who Mao really should have become.
Interesting. Well, we got Jim Girl. Jim, how do we get a hold of you again?
www.pinkpagodagirls.com.
We appreciate you, Jim. I'm going to get in contact with you in just a couple minutes here. And again, we appreciate you. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
All across America, it's happening. People are taking charge of their lives. And healthy diets are a cornerstone of healthy living. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. Explore the gluten and allergen-free wellness event where learning is fun and delicious. Sample and buy products from over 50 vendors. Discover the world of gluten-free with cooking demonstrations and enjoy lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo, Saturday, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Wow. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Last couple segments, we're talking to Jim Garrow. Guy out there saving thousands and thousands of baby girls that were going to be exterminated. You got 268 schools established in China. That's some pretty impressive stuff. I don't know what else to say.
Well said. And yep. He attributes everything to his creator. And he also identified something that everybody should identify. When idolatry slips into a society, nothing good can become of it. You've got idolatry, and then they call it reincarnation. And let me just say this, too. It's the same with Pharaoh. It's the same with Rome. See, while the peasants, if you will, the people worship the idolatry, the leaders don't. It's just a political tool by means to oppress people. Same thing with Islam. And so then the people start killing and murdering their own babies.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up because remember the Navy SEALs movie that came out? And
Act of Valor?
Yeah, remember the Muslim was going around and convincing everybody to kill everybody and, hey, you know, you're a part of me. And
your husband in heaven.
That's right. He was always bidding others to his murder for him.
That's
folks,
exactly
why
right.
don't we take these politicians and these guys with all these great religious freaky, way out there ideas. Mm-hmm. Why don't we just look at them and say you first?
Yeah, you go to war.
That's exactly right. Throw them in a ring. Yeah. How about we take the world leaders and throw them in a ring and let them fight it out? Because for the most part, the people aren't at war with each other.
That's right.
It's the leaders that are. And they're all working together through the deception in which they operate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know what? We actually had just posted this. Now, speaking of these world leaders, CARE, and I mentioned this a little bit yesterday, the CARE director said Muslims are above the law.
Yeah.
Now, why do I bring that up? Because it's been spoken about on the show numerous times, also through the columns that we're writing. And every single week we bring this up. Now it's materialized in the form of a statement. And this is what I'm going to pronounce his name. I'm going to give it a real good shot. Herman Mustafa Carroll, probably right, executive director of the Dallas-Fort Worth CARE branch. And the word CARE stands for Council on American Islamic Relations.
That didn't sound Muslim.
Not really. Oh, the only thing is Mustafa.
Is he one of their little minions?
Could be.
He must be, because that's what we're seeing in government today.
I think it's a guy named Barry.
Look, these people are looking for someone where they can sell their soul. And let me ask you, you goofballs, you criminals before God, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? I guess you figured that out on Judgment Day, huh?
It's a bad time to learn.
Yes, it is.
He said, if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Speaking to your constitution.
Yeah, isn't that funny? That's null and void, my friends. Repugnant to the Constitution, it's null and void. But what you're seeing to the White House is them actually advancing that ideology.
That same statement.
Yes, they are, through the race card, through everything and anything that they can divide and conquer, or to actually incite domestic insurrection.
Yep.
This is coming directly from the White House.
Yep. And it is. It's been promoted.
In glove.
This is the first, you know, people said he's the first gay president. That's mainstreamed, man. That was a title. The first Muslim president. We know this. He does not love America.
No.
Now, some people, you could say he
hates America.
He does.
He hates America.
Maybe he loves the geography.
Not
maybe he loves the mountains.
Boop. I love Betty Boop. No, I love America.
What a dish.
Yes.
This man hates America. Why? Because he hates American ideals. And those ideals are, there is a God.
Wait a second, Jake. So if he hates who we are, no.
Come on, dude. Kerry King
that
said,
is crazy. That's stinking thinking.
No, that's way out there.
Yeah.
That was one of the things that, who was it this week?
I mean, so like if he destroys the foundations, that means he's probably not one of us, kind of like that. Learn.
Bobby Gunther made that statement this morning that, and I can't recall exactly what it was in the terms.
The way.
Yeah, you had said something that was an absolute statement that is blatantly obvious by what you look at. Just look at the landscape and look what this administration is doing. So, well, you know, if you say that, they're going to try to marginalize
him.
We're not even saying it. He's doing it.
I was contrasting him with the fact that he's emulating dictators.
That's right. Mao Zedong, I think.
Yes, Mao Zedong, Hitler.
And
he said, are you comparing our president with Adolf Hitler? I said, well, he's emulating, he's copying. That's what I said through my statements.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he couldn't get away from it.
And
he didn't shake that one off because he couldn't shake that one off because you can go to... I said, in essence, if you look at Mussolini, Mao Zedong, you look at Adolf Hitler and any other dictator or any other tyrant, you're seeing him do the very same things. So you can't, the same process.
Now you can't distinguish, like, you know, when you say it looks like a fish, it smells like a fish, it swims like a fish, it's probably a fish.
Yes.
You don't know what a dictator looks like, but you can identify him by what he does.
Well,
what are his actions?
You judge a man by his
fruit.
It's the simplest thing in the world, isn't it? When I walk up to an apple tree and there's apples on it, Jake, it must be a...
That's gotta be an apple tree!
See how that works?
I want to make another statement that's similar to what this care director said. If I am the president of the United States, I am above the law of the land. If I am the attorney general of the United States, I am above the law of the land.
Yep.
If I'm a black congressman, I'm above the law of the land.
And if they aren't, then you're a racist.
That's right.
And guess where they got that from? Trotsky and
Salinger. Same old playbook.
Yep.
Same
to browbeat dissenters and people. And you know what's interesting? All these interviews that I do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to let everybody know. You know, I'm just trying to let it's like. Will you just shush and stand up and play the man? Here, listen to this. Talking about playing the man.
Yeah.
I want to show you that our republic was not established by cowards, and I want to show you that cowards will not preserve our republic. Listen carefully. As a captain in the Continental Army, Nathan Hale volunteered to penetrate enemy lines to spy for the American cause. He was captured by the British, and on the day of his execution by hanging in September 1776, Hale spoke these last words. These are the sort of men that paid the price to give you what you have today. These were his last words. My only regret in dying is that I have but one poor life to lose for my country. Wow.
This is a school teacher in America, Nathan Hale.
Wow. There's
and
an
that's
anointing
how
all over that man.
That's how we have liberty.
That's right. And we're talking throughout the airwaves in the United States of America as 312 million people stand down in the face of the honor this man deserves in the natural.
Yeah.
No way. Not here, dog.
No, sir.
No way.
That's what makes you a son of liberty. That's what makes all of you listening sons and daughters of liberty, because you're willing to stand. And as a matter of fact, if you haven't become a son or daughter of liberty, I encourage you to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the icon that says, how do you become a son or daughter of liberty? Folks, this fight is not going to win itself. Good, evil, time is neutral. What we do with it is what matters.
But
that's
Jake,
how we take the
God
ground.
Is on the throne. Well, if he's on the throne,
he is,
you know, it's interesting. It's interesting. Someone asked me
that.
Well, God's on the throne. I know. And God is on the throne waiting for his church to keep his commandments and his judgments and his statutes.
If my boss, if my leader, if my heavenly father in Jesus' name is on the throne, then I want to go get involved. Lord, send me out. Where can I go? What can I do? That's what I want to do.
Well, you know,
unless I'm not a son.
Well, I think the new song is no longer Lord, send me, but Lord, send them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Send them, Lord.
Yeah.
I have a prayer garden.
Well, you know, if that's your prayer,
good.
Then just get those prayers behind this ministry because we'll do this stuff, friends.
It's true.
Amen.
And if your financial support is there as well, you can donate because we're a nonprofit. We will take that and plant that seed into the soil of this nation, and you will see the harvest, folks, because God promised it. Not us, but we will do the planting because we're looking to do that on a daily basis. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Click on donate. It's on the lower right-hand corner. And also, too, if you need to learn the Constitution, many people put it off. I got to learn that someday. I hear about it, and they take bits and pieces. Listen, discipline yourself. We have a 12-week course, one day a week, hour and a half every night, and we webcast too. So you don't have to come. You can watch this right from your computer. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Constitution course. It's
and
down
your
at the
TV.
Bottom.
I mean, dude, they got
that's right.
That's
you can
all
integrate it right in there, and you can take it. And you'll graduate. You'll get a certificate. And I promise you, based on the referrals that we get every time this Constitution course comes through, as a matter of fact, I got a guy who's bringing on, I think, six of his family members. He took it last time. He's bringing six on. Because of the content of what you are going to learn. This is a national curriculum. It's been taught in all 50 states. It's been endorsed by wonderful men of God, wonderful constitutionalists in your country. I encourage you, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to the bottom, click on Constitution Course, or give us a call at the 866 number there on the website, and we'll get you the information to plug you in. It starts in the middle of August, August 22nd, I believe.
Okay, cool. And I think it's important as well for people to understand that when you learn the Constitution, you're going to know who's lying to you.
That's right.
You're not going to need the media anymore. You're going to see that they're only there to basically open the doors for politicians to continuously ruin your country until you know it. And the best way to say it and the easiest way to say it or to explain it is actually this way. How do you tell if a stick is crooked? Lay a straight one next to it. Now you know for yourself. What's to be expected when you stand up and fight for your country? And the dragon was wroth with the woman and to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So who is the enemy at war with? Not those that are sitting down in the church getting fat, but
praying.
The bunch praying.
They're praying.
That's right. But they ain't doing.
Nope.
No. They got their faith and they went and tucked that away in that building, did they?
That's for sure.
Right in that pew. Yeah.
Right in that pop
That's
blessing
right.
dinner.
But what happens when you actually stand up and do something? The Bible says that the dragon will war with those that keep the commandments and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And friends, let me tell you something. We can attest to that here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com. And you know us by our enemies. But do. Google search us. Check us out. sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, we will be with you in 23 hours. You got Bradley and Jake. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word and neither in tongue, but by deed and in truth. And what did George Washington say in the natural? Because of the Christ that he served, deeds, not words, deeds, not words. We love you again by what we do, and we will see you. Well, pretty soon they're going to see us online here.
That's for sure. Stay tuned. Sign up on that newsletter list or like the Facebook page.
Amen. Love you. See you.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.